Grandpa, Benedict Arnold was here.
Yes, with about 1,500 rebels who engaged the front of Burgoyne's advancing army in minor skirmishes several times. According to Digby, Benedict Arnold showed up just in time to have a little fun with Burgoyne.
The enemy were encamped about 4 miles from us, but it was not thought they intended to make a stand. At this time, a letter appeared addressed to General Burgoyne, I believe found nailed to a tree. There was no name signed, yet it was thought, how true heaven only knows, to be wrote by Brigadier General Arnold, who opposed our fleet the preceding year on Lake Champlain, and was then second in command under General Gates.
Here's how Arnold concluded the letter.
Thus far shalt thou go, and no farther.
Wow, Arnold is back and ready to make a stand.
I don't know whether or not he really wrote the letter to Burgoyne, but we know he was near here from other correspondents.
Grandpa, who was General Gates?
General Horatio Gates was the guy who took command over the Continental Army's Northern Department after General Schuyler was court-martialed following St. Clair's retreat from Ticonderoga. Why don't you see what else you can dig up about him on the website?
Let's see. Horatio Gates was born in England, where he became an officer in the British Army.
Yeah, but Gates found that no positions at that rank were available, and he got jerked around by the British establishment. He got frustrated, so he retired from the British military and moved his family to America. Gates had previous wartime service in administrative posts, which was invaluable to the rebel army, but see, what he wanted was a field command. Having served under General Schuyler in the Northern Department, Gates led a successful command to replace Schuyler following his court-martial. So Gates was now the top dog and on the other side of the Hudson preparing for Burgoyne.
It's really flat with only this small creek for a barrier. I wouldn't think they would want to make a stand here.
Especially since additional troops were showing up daily to support the advance of Burgoyne's huge army, which was flowing south along an old military road parallel to the Hudson River. Arnold wrote General Washington from here. He was having some problems.
The want of salted provisions, of which we have not 1 day's allowance, has prevented our sending out any considerable parties of men or scouts, by which reason we have been deprived of intelligence from the enemy, except such as is very vague and uncertain, the woods being so full of Indians, Canadians, and regulars, that it is almost impossible for small parties to escape them.
So the rebels were experiencing similar problems with supplies and the closeness of the enemy.
Arnold's stay here was brief. He was soon dispatched up the Mohawk River to Fort Stanwix in western New York to relieve St. Ledger's siege of the fort.
Oh, I almost forgot about St. Ledger coming from the west. The third prong of the plan!
The rebels were able to hold off St. Ledger while they waited for Arnold to reinforce them. At the same time, the rebel army between here and Albany was getting bigger. Burgoyne had to pick up the pace. Delays can be costly in a military campaign. He needed St. Ledger to put the squeeze on the rebels, defeat them fast, and get to Albany.
A rapid movement forward appeared to be of the utmost consequence at this period. The enemy could not have proceeded up the Mohawk without putting themselves between two fires. To maintain the communication with Fort George during such a movement so as to be supplied by daily degrees at a distance continually increasing was an obvious impossibility. The army was much too weak to have afforded a chain of posts. Escorts for every separate transport would have been a still greater drain. The alternative, therefore, was short. Either to relinquish the favorable opportunity of advancing upon the enemy, or to attempt other resources of supply.
Wait a minute! You mean he is going to cut off his supply line so he can squeeze the rebels?
Exactly. Baum's excursion would play an increasingly important role.